Good morning. First, I just want to say thank you to all of the Literotica fans out there. I've received some very delicious email messages. There have been some wonderful comments, on the site as well. And just want to say, to all those who send me the private ones, don't be afraid to leave some of that on public. It's very enjoyable. Thank you. So, for today, I'm going to tell you a little story that happened to me recently. It was one of those things that I didn't realize that this was a secret fantasy until he showed me. Even now, days later, thinking about it, it makes me close my eyes and squirm around my chair a little bit and tense and quiver up for you. See, I wasn't expecting to see you until later, and yet, as I was walking down the sidewalk, something drew my eye to the side, and there you were, standing in that hidden alley between the two buildings. All it took was the look in your eyes and the crook of your finger to start me melting. I could feel myself slicking the tops of my thighs as I started to sink into that mind space that you take me to. I walked down the couple of stairs to where you stood. You told me to put down my bag and close the door that was between the buildings. I followed your directions, the sound of your voice falling over me, sinking me further. And as I turned back to you, your hand was right there at my throat, pushing me up against the wall. And my hands just instinctively went flat against the wall behind me. You leaned in close, letting me feel the heat of your breath wash over my skin as you whispered in my ear that you were going to take me right there in that alley where anyone might happen upon us, and that I had no choice as to what was going to happen. Your hand, it stayed at my throat, holding me in place, as your mouth came down on mine, breathing me in, tasting my lips, eating at my mouth. Just thinking about your hand there at my throat, you know what that does to me. Your leg pushed between mine, spreading my feet wide as your other hand slid down to the edge of my dress and pulled it up around my hips, exposing my stockings and garters. I had a brief thought, very brief, wondering if you would be surprised and pleased at finding me bare, and that I'd been walking about without panties on. After all, you've always told me that I should be ready for you at any time, so I was just trying to follow directions. Your fingers brushed over me, pushing into my wetness, and I just about came apart right then. Leaning into me, you asked if I'd ever thought about being taken in an alley, forced where anyone might see. Your fingers kept working in me. It took everything I had to concentrate on your words, to hear you tell me that I had to be quiet or everyone would know I was being taken like a little slut. You felt my body begin to tense at your words, and you asked me if I was ready to come for you. Oh, and I was starting to sink at that point, and your hand moved from my throat up into my hair, and you pulled my head back. You asked me again, "Was I ready to come for you?" I know I was unfocused. I nodded, and I looked at you and breathed out quietly, "Yes, please. Oh, and then I heard those three little words that just caused me to explode. And you covered my mouth with yours, swallowing my cries. Those three little words. Come for me. God, even now, it just makes me wet right now thinking about it. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking and remembering. I can feel your fingers as if you're right here on me. I came back to myself after coming so hard there. And I felt you draw my hand to you. You had your cock out. You had your cock out of your pants. And I could feel the pre-cum seeping out of your cock as you whispered that you were gonna fuck me right now, right there, in the alley against the wall, like a dirty little slut. Like your dirty little slut. You turned me around and pushed me over, keeping my legs spread wide for you. My hands on the wall, bent down, and you slowly pushed your way into my aching wet cunt. You didn't wait for my body to adjust. You just slid in, grabbed my hips, and started thrusting hard. And I was still having to be so quiet. You had me bent down with your hands on my hips, just thrusting, pounding away at me. I know at one point we both heard somebody at the back of the alley, but neither of us stopped. There was no stopping at that point. Just keep going. Keep thrusting. I was making little whimpers, these little tiny cries, biting my lip, trying to keep quiet as you kept pounding into me. I felt your hand reach around at one point, and you just flicked your fingers over my clit. You made me come again. It's so easy for you to do that to me. You just keep me coming all over your cock. And then you tell me to. You tell me to come all over your cock and to keep doing it, and that you keep controlling how much I come. And I don't want to come anymore, and yet I want to keep coming. It's all the feeling of you pounding into me, holding, pressing against that wall with my hands, feeling that gravel underneath my hands from the wall as you're pounding into me. My ass is bare to the air, and there's the faint sounds of somebody in the back, and it just, it was just so fucking hot. It makes me want to come right now. Just thinking about it again. And you kept telling me to come all over your cock and to do it now. And one hand would slap across my ass. Oh, God, yes. And you bent over me, pounding into me, one hand, one finger flicking against my clit, forcing me to just keep coming, making me wetter and wetter, and you just sliding and slipping in me. And then your other hand periodically just slapping my ass hard, until it just was so intense, I just coming over and over And I could feel you tightening up. And she kept telling me, yeah, come all over your cock, come. And then you started to get that growl that you get as you were about to come. And then you tell me again, I can't stop, you keep coming. And I keep coming all over you as I feel you come inside me. Oh, and I feel you just burst as you grab on my hips and you give final hard thrust. I can feel you all the way down to my toes. And took everything we had to be quiet. Oh my god. So fucking hot. God. As I said, I didn't know that was a fantasy. I'm so glad that you showed me it was, though. Because, boy, I can't wait to do it again.